Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org described the fusion tensor imaging of sports-related concussion. The impact that a concussion has on an immature adolescent brain is largely unknown. Magnetic resonance imaging advancements, such as the fusion tensor imaging, may help us understand these changes, because it provides quantitative measures of subtle changes within the white matter of the brain following a concussion. Therefore, the purpose of this study was to use diffusion tensor imaging to investigate the short-term structural differences between 12 adolescents that had sustained a recent concussion within 2 months and 10 adolescent athletes with no history of concussions. Additionally, the association of diffusion tensor imaging measures and Sports Concussion Assessment Tool 2, SCAT-2, was assessed. The authors found that the integrity of the white matter differed between the concussed and non-concussed groups. Furthermore, the SCAT-2 was associated with two measures of white matter integrity. A concussion is defined as a pathophysiologic process that is induced by traumatic biomechanical forces. Thus, when a neuron is stretched, many cellular changes take place, known as a neurometabolic cascade. These changes are very subtle, and most imaging techniques cannot detect them. These researchers provide preliminary evidence that brains exposed to a recent concussion have differences in the integrity of the white matter compared to healthy brains that can be observed with diffusion tensor imaging. The observed changes in the white matter may be caused by mechanical forces from the concussion that stretch neurons in the white matter and cause ion channels to open. This could lead to an increase in intracellular water and decreases in extracellular water, which may be one reason there is decreased diffusivity on MR images. These observed changes could also be associated with the tissue injury itself that induces inflammation. This preliminary research will hopefully inspire future research to determine if diffusion tensor imaging has a role in diagnosing concussions, monitoring recovery, and return to play decisions. We had two other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. The first was, Who Experiences Exertional Heat Illness in High School?, which discussed a recent epidemiology study evaluating exertional heat illnesses among American high school athletes. And the second was, Today's Menu Special, Female College Athletes Aren't Eating Right, which discussed a recent study that evaluated dietary intakes and eating habits of college athletes. Don't forget that we also post extra material on social media. For example, this past week our social media posts included a study which found that interferential current was more effective than pulsed current electrical stimulation in preventing deep muscle atrophy in animals. We also saw a randomized clinical trial that found interferential current of 1 kHz led to better decrease in sensitivity to pain compared to stimulation with higher frequencies, despite being more uncomfortable during the treatment. We also found out from a small clinical trial that whole body vibration training improves flexibility and strength among moderately active females. Finally, in another small clinical trial, we learned that whole body cryotherapy may be beneficial when added to a rehab regimen for frozen shoulder. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.